The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Today we are remembering Ace. Again, we continue the Cela-ation, we call it. with Ace Bits. These are conversations and radio content that Ace and podcast content that Ace would find fascinating. And Riggins, you say there are more pictures and memories and stuff up that people have sent in, listeners have sent in.
Yeah, we have a whole page set up. It's called Remembering Ace. Go to tjriggins.com/ace and you could submit your own photos, thoughts, notes, whatever you want to say, or even a video. And we have a bunch of new ones posted. So yeah, go check them out because they're telling stories that I'd never heard before. Personal experiences with Ace, they're just wonderful. So whatever it is, a thought or a note, tjriggins.com/ace.
And Lindsay is going to, in just a few minutes, she'll be leaving, going to Miami.
Yeah.
For the weekend, and Ace would be all about that. He's going to want to know how many sundresses you saw, how many bikinis and clear high heels that you saw at the pool, and big hoop earring. I love those big hoop earrings. Bigger the hoop. Wasn't there some kind of formula? Like the bigger the hoops.
Yeah, the bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe or something.
Yeah, something like that. And, you know, that shows that it's one of those things where we're so opposite. I mean, when I see a woman in swimwear and she's not wearing swim footwear with it, I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Yeah. I don't like seeing bikinis and high heels or, you know, full makeup and jewelry at the beach or at the pool. And he's like, I do, man. I love it.
Loved it. Loved it.
You don't wear that to the pool, do you, Lindsay? You don't wear full makeup.
No, no, no.
That's right. We've seen you at the pool.
Yeah.
No. At that luxurious Walt Disney All-Star Resort pool.
Yeah. Could you imagine gold chains and.
Yeah.
But I know that pool to the hotel you're going to it turns into a scene at night. It's kind of like, I think it turns into a club.
Is it one of those that like in Vegas or LA where you have to pay to go to the pool?
To rent a cabana, I think by the pool, thousands of dollars. And
yeah, but there's some of them just to get to the pool, you have to pay. And I don't know whether that's for non-guests or guests too. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, but I know when we stayed at Beverly Hilton.
Yeah.
The one that where Whitney drowned. I was just going to the pool during the day, and I was about the only one out there.
Really?
Yeah, because we were at a conference, and other people were, you know, in the seminars and things, and I was out by myself at the pool. I know that doesn't shock anybody.
No.
No.
Not at all.
But
they're like, where's TJ in the seminars? Oh no, he's at the pool.
Yeah, I got to where the only seminar that I would go to is if I was on the panel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time I'd be like, y'all know where I am. Y'all wanna chill. But you don't put on the big hoop earrings now, Lynn?
No.
Y'all go to the pool or the beach or anything?
I'm sure we will. But you know, I might do that because Ace would have wanted it that way.
Exactly. Ace would have wanted it that way.
How many swimsuits did you pack?
I have two.
Two. Just two.
Yeah. Just two.
Now, what else would Ace be asking right now? You're going to go to, you know, they got topless beaches. Go check out the topless beach. Now, Lindsay, let's say that you're off somewhere and you and Kyle are having a romantic weekend and nobody's around that you know, and they have a topless beach. Would you do it if you know there's no chance of anybody seeing you that you know? Would you? That's the kind of stuff he'd be asking.
Always. Totally.
Would you do it?
Always. And the answer is no.
But he would. I mean, he would say, if I'm there and nobody knows me and it's a fully nude, I'd do it if I wouldn't get sunburned. I'd do it. What do I care?
He couldn't fathom if I said no. He'd be like, what? Because he would want it, you know? He would want it.
What do you mean? It's with your husband?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to know?
Yeah. He'd get mad about it. Like, what?
I can't believe you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, real disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he always liked the the stilettos with the bikini look and all that stuff. I'm surprised that he never has gone to that. What is that the NBA dancers do, Lindsay, that y'all used to have to do, the bikini calendar fashion show or whatever it was?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't they still do that?
They don't. They don't. It's kind of, I don't know what to say about it. Not illegal, canceled. Not taboo, but it's canceled. You know.
Yeah.
canceled. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm shocked he didn't go there because it was at a very country type bar that kind of seemed like his scene.
Yeah. I never knew that that was open to the public.
Oh, yeah. It was?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, yes.
But was like season ticket holders got the first dibs on tickets or something like that? Or was it just tickets go on sale or either the doors open and whoever gets in? I never knew how that, because I never was going to go to it. So I didn't check into it or anything.
I think it was just first come, first serve.
But Ace and I used to have a rule where we weren't ever judges in anything. You know, we wouldn't, anything as, you know, just simple as a chili cook-off, we would never be a judge because people get so mad. And there's no, you know, somebody else says, you know, like Ray from Ray's Chili House restaurant is the judge, and he makes somebody mad in the chili cook-off. They may say, well, I'm not eating at Ray's anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But if they got mad at one of us, they'd tell everybody, and don't ever listen to Ace and TJ again, and we just didn't want that hassle. So we wouldn't do that. But I know there were times that he would have overlooked that personal rule to be a judge in a bikini contest or something like that.
Absolutely. You'd be like, well, you know.
Make an exception this one time.
Yeah.
You know what
it's
else?
For the kids.
In addition to the swimsuit and the high heels, he also liked the belly chain.
Yeah, he did. He liked that from the 90s. I mean, Janet Jackson used to wear that.
And I'll admit, like, every once in a while, you're like, okay, I can kind of get it. But yeah, he used to talk about that quite frequently. Mm-hmm. He liked the belly, body jewelry kind of thing.
And the dangly belly button ring.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't fathom why I took my belly ring out, like, years ago. He kept, every time he'd ask me, now, you don't wear one, right? I'd say, no, I took it out years ago. He'd be like, what? Like, what? You know, that face. Yeah. I can't do it because of my Botox.
He would get his 11 between his eyebrows. Like, that. Like, you're so stupid. How do you even fathom that?
Why would you do that?
But he would say all of these things, and this is what he was always into. And then if anybody, you know, called him a pervert or whatever, he'd get mad. So, I mean, y'all act like I'm so perfect. It's the red hair. It's a redheaded guy. TJ could say the same thing, and everybody would laugh. No, because I'm the creepy redheaded guy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I could close my eyes and hear him saying that exactly. TJ can say that exact same stuff, but I say that was spot on.
He was down the hall one time, and he walked through somewhere where there were the women working in the building, like the ad executive, the women ad execs. And he says something, and he could tell that they, you know, were creeped out by or whatever. And he came back and he goes, let me tell you what just happened to me. And he's got his Coke and Diet Coke in his hand where he'd gone to the machine. That's what he had left for. And he goes, I said this. And they look at me like, oh, okay. And he goes, TJ could have said, I've heard him say the same type thing to those same women, and they laugh. TJ's so funny. But I say it, and I'm a pervert. They act like I've said something wrong. It's the red hair. I know it's just the redheaded guy. But, you know, a lot of times it's the delivery.
It's a lot of things.
It's just like, but he would always say, I know, because it's the red hair. I know, it's the red hair.
What do you mean a lot of times it's the delivery? It was the delivery. You don't see Ed Sheeran, like, getting, you know.
True, good point, excellent point.
They don't call him a pervert.
Or flicking their tongue.
Yeah, right. The tongue
flick. Oh, man, his ex-wife Shaunette used to hate when he would do that because it was funny. I mean, he could flick it like Gene Simmons from Kiss. He does it, and Ace learned to do that when he was a kid because that's his favorite band. And he would get, you know, he'd be out having fun and stuff, and then he'd look and go, hey, this, and he was, and it was gross looking. And he would do it with like a Grinch like smile on his face when he, you know, like, and it was hilarious. And that's how he was trying to be funny. Yeah. He was trying to make everybody laugh. But she didn't like that. She'd like, stop doing that. Yeah, it's gross. Yeah.
Because it did look kind of creepy. I mean, it looked creepy.
Well, yeah, and it was supposed to. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was funny, but also not.
And I think maybe over the thing put it over the top was the moaning he did when he did, you know, like that.
The thrusting.
I had to have taken a lot of practice to learn that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, just like spinning a drumstick between his fingers. He could do that, too.
Man of many talents.
Oh, yeah. It's the red hair. I know. It's just the red hair.
And he chilled out on the tongue flicking in the last couple of years. But you could, every once in a while, if you buttered him up.
But we would ask him to do it.
Yeah, right. If you'd have to really get butter him up a little bit.
But yeah, he liked those belly chains, the dangly belly piercing.
Anklets, I think he talked about. He liked an anklet.
Mm-hmm. Anklet, yeah.
I don't even think he was opposed to toe rings and stuff like that.
No, he liked toe rings.
Yeah.
Who wears a toe ring anymore?
Yeah, it was all these kind of like dated things, but he really loved them.
But he always said, my tastes and things that I like have not changed since I was in high school.
Yeah.
He would say, I know people laugh at it, but that's the truth. I like the same stuff I liked when I was in high school.
Well, I mean, it's real, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, at least for that.
I don't mind a toe ring. That's what he goes, I don't mind a toe ring.
Or he put that face on and go,
I just don't get, you know, how, because we'd be talking on this podcast and stuff, where it's a little more edgy. We'd be talking about, you know, like women who are into like choking and stuff like that sexually. I go, I just don't see what people get out of it, you know, that kind of thing. You know, he goes, well, I mean, I could see.
I could see.
I mean, oh my gosh. You know, I can't be judging people. Okay.
All right.
Well, sorry. Sorry.
All right. And I remember anytime he would compliment me. Anytime he would compliment me, I was so honored, but then I was so disturbed. You know what I mean? Like, one time my pockets were hanging out of my jean shorts, because that was kind of the trend back, you know.
Yeah.
When I was on the show, and he'd be like, now I like that look. Now that's something I like, you know? And I'd be like, oh my God, thank you. Cause he never, you know, get a compliment from him.
Yeah.
It made me feel really good. And I was like, oh my God, Ace compliment. And then I'd be like, wait a second.
You could hear him saying it then.
I like that look. That's good.
Like, yeah. You keep wearing that. That's my kind of look.
Yeah. You know, Brittany does that.
Yeah,
but Brittany leaves hers unbuttoned with her bikini bottoms underneath.
That's what it was.
I believe it.
Where were we? And I had my jean. I had unbuttoned them probably because I was too fat to button them because we had so many pizza sponsors. And that's what he said. It was, now I like that look. And I was thinking, okay, I'm so honored, but also so creeped out. And like, now I'm feeling like kind of redneck, you know? Funny.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was the cowboy boots that you were wearing with that really sent him over there.
That's my kind of look.
I'm kidding. Hey, more coming up.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah, Ace would actually say, you know, he would go, you know, I kind of like a trashy look. I'm not going to lie. You know, I like a little trashy look every now and then. So we would be somewhere and my wife would go, David, that looks like your kind of girl right there. And he'd turn, where? And he would look at it and go, you damn right. He'd go, you laugh, Jody, but... She goes, oh, I'm not laughing. I know.
I know.
He wasn't embarrassed at all about it.
No. I mean, everybody likes what they like. That's just what he liked.
Yeah. Too much emphasis on that, you know, having to look, you know, classy.
Yeah.
It depends on what I'm looking for, you know, obviously. I mean, I don't want my wife looking like that or whatever you would say at the time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know. So he told you he liked your shorts.
Now that's my kind of look.
Because he did. He would always say cutoffs. He always called them cutoffs. Cutoffs, sundresses, cutoffs, cowboy boots, sundresses, and boots. Yeah.
He'd say, you know, I like those low cut, you know, just above the. Can you hear him saying that? Like,
this little peekaboo. He's like, a little peekaboo. But then he would say, I just, you know, I do. I love a, like, just a little bit left to the imagination.
Yes, that was always another line that always used to come up. Just leave a little bit to the imagination. And TJ would go, why is that any hotter than somebody who's
just fully naked?
You know, just a little bit to the imagination. Just enough.
And then you stop and go, wonder what his imagination, though. Why, right, <it's like laughs> cork, what's he imagining?
Band-Aids and a cork.
But he didn't do that shit with Gwen.
Gwen
didn't play.
No, she didn't.
She'd be like, "What, Ace? I know you're looking at my ass. I am not. God, looking at you." But see, Gwen though, she would wear. Because I mean, she started working for us about the same age that you did, and she's about 24 or so, and she's really tall. She's 5'9". And the only time that she would dress in any way that, I mean, she's always dressed older than what she is. But when we would go to Disney World for the for those grandkids charity trips and all, she would wear shorts, and they were short. And the camera guy would say, "Gwen, can you wear some longer shorts tomorrow? I'm trying to get you." Really? You know, he would say, "It's just not. It doesn't look right when you're with the kids and your shorts are that short, you know." And she go, "This is what I have. These are the way my shorts fit, Kyle."
Kyle.
Yeah. This is our camera guy's name. It's like Kyle. Well, and then she goes, "Well, then just shoot it from the waist up. I mean, I can't change my wardrobe. This is what I packed."
Yeah. It's a good point.
But any other time, I mean, she was dressed like an old fashioned school teacher.
Very conservative.
Yeah.
But she would, even when Ace wasn't doing anything, she would think, "Are you looking at,
you looking at me? Could you imagine me saying that? Are you looking at me?"
No, and if he said, yeah, you go, "Oh, thank you.
Thank you."
Yeah. I'd be like, "Oh my God."
Or you would go, "Why, what's wrong? What is
something?" I'd rather someone look at my butt than not want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Same.
Yeah.
You'd be nitpicking yourself though. Why are you looking? What's wrong with it? What do I have something? Can you exactly. see my tracks? Do I look fat? Yeah. Do I look fat? Is that why you're looking at me?
Am I tan enough?
But Gwen would be like, "I know why he's trying to look at me."
Yeah.
But she can get away with that too, you know.
Oh yeah, because she didn't give a shit. I mean,
yeah,
she didn't care. He could get mad at her and yell at her, and not. She just stare at him in the face. You know,
water off your back.
Yeah. He'd get finished yelling, walk out, and she'd be like, "Okay, well, I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow."
Meanwhile, I'd be like, see you guys later.
She's not a crier, overly emotional, and just sort of.
I'm so envious of that.
Truly.
Jody told her one time because Gwen would say things to Jody like, "Hey, Jody," like if I was talking about, you know, Jody monitoring my credit card, like if I, you know, the exaggerations that I do in stories about Jody saying, you know, "Well, we got gum at home," you know, but that's really not an exaggeration. But she goes, "Jody, you need to give him a break, you know, being so nitpicky about what he spends on the credit card and all that." And, you know, Jody wouldn't play that either.
I don't.
It's like, "Don't tell me."
And Gwen would go, "I mean, I know Jody doesn't like me." And Jody goes, "It's not that I don't like you. You're just harsh. You're just blunt." Yeah. And then Jody goes, "Gwen," I remember this. We were sitting at it was some event we were doing, and it was after the event, and we had gone over to another hotel bar, and we were having a drink there, and it was just Gwen and her husband and Jody and me. We were the first ones there, and she said that, and she was, you know, she wasn't saying it as like I'm get on Jody's case, but she also wasn't joking.
Yeah,
you know, so that's just the way, I guess, the way her family talks to each other. They're from New England, so. And Jody goes, Gwen, I was just starting to like you again.
So
I love that.
You need to mind your business.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's great. That's
funny.
Cause you know, do y'all know about the only time that Ace has ever you know, he'd get mad and yell at people and that's that kind of thing all the time. But the only time that he ever did that with Jody was when Jody and I first started dating, and we were at this, Ace and I used to do these appearances once a week at a place called Heroes Sports Bar. And we were there, and Jody had come with her friends and all that. But Jody and I were so new in a relationship that she didn't want people like to know that we were already in a serious relationship, because it happened so fast.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, with a guy for a long time before, like, she actually broke up with him to date me. And so she was just like, and I was different than every guy she'd ever, you know, been out with or anything. And she just was like, let's just take it slower about telling people.
No. Yeah.
So we're standing up in the front by the, cause we're hosting, you know, raffles and things like that. And this guy comes over and he squats down beside the table where Jody and her friends are, and keeps talking to Jody, and Jody's talking to him and laughing and all that. And I'm just sitting there looking, and I'm like, I wonder who that guy is. Well, Ace, like we talked about yesterday, being loyal to a fault as a friend, was getting pissed.
Yeah.
Because she was doing his friend wrong.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And I saw him walk over there, and I didn't know what he was doing. And he leaned over to Jody and he said, because the guy had just walked away for a minute, and he leaned over to Jody and said something. And then I saw Jody whip around and look at him and point her finger at him. What he said was, you need to be careful about, you know, who you're talking to for so long. And she wheeled around and she goes, and you need to stay out of my business. I'll talk to whoever I want to talk to, whenever I want to talk to him. You need to mind your business. And that didn't sit well, but he just kind of, and then turned around and came back and was sitting there just fuming. And I didn't know what had happened.
Yeah.
And then Jody looks at me like, you better get your friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Had he told you that he was going to go over there and say something?
No, he didn't.
He didn't.
No, he just walked. I didn't know what he was saying. Because I wasn't getting pissed or anything. I was just standing there just like really.
Wondering who it was.
We were young too, you know, and I was 23. And I'm just like, who is that guy?
Yeah.
Who's she talking? Who is that guy? And then a little frustrated that she can't say, this is my boyfriend now or whatever.
Yeah.
So I didn't know whether he was hitting on her or what was going on, but I hadn't said anything like, who just, you know. But he didn't like it, so he went over there to speak up for me. And that was the only time that he and Jody ever had, as he would say, crosswords with each other.
Crosswords, yeah.
You know, say, I never had another crossword.
Yeah.
It all ended that day.
But that's an example of how hard he went for his friends. Mm-hmm. I mean,
for sure.
You know.
And Jody loved him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Worried about him.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't play that.
No. Mind your business.
Yeah.
I can hear her saying it, you know, too.
I'm surprised that she didn't tell Gwen, hey, look, I don't take that shit off of Ace. I'm sorry. I don't take that shit off David. And I'm dang sure not going to take it off of you.
Yeah.
You mind your business.
Yeah.
Getting dressed down by Jody can't be that much fun.
Or she would say, we'd be somewhere at functions or whatever. And she didn't dislike Gwen. Don't get me wrong. I'm just, you know. But Gwen would always say that. But Gwen would also let it be known on the air and everywhere that her, you know, because Ace always liked to do those hypothetical situations, you know. Okay, so if you found out that I was doing something and it wasn't, you know, good, like say I had somebody that I was messing with and, you know, whatever, would you tell my wife because you think she would need to know? And Gwen would go, no, absolutely not. My allegiance lies with you guys. You guys are my friends.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
The wives didn't like that.
Yeah, Shauna and Jody, neither one like that.
Can't blame them.
But that's the kind of hypothetical stuff that Ace would always want to do. And I'd go, this is not going to lead to anything but trouble.
Yeah, he loved that.
Oh.
It's his favorite.
I hated those because it put you in kind of an awkward situation. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, talk about creating bad situations. I mean, telling that bit about, well, I don't know.
Oh, I meant to do that yesterday on the regular show about when the bit that I never wanted to do, and then all of a sudden I'm not on the air one day because I had to go. Yeah, I can tell that now, and then I'll tell it again on the regular radio show.
Yeah, maybe.
He used to always want to do this because he would never let something go. If he wanted to do something on the radio and everybody else would say, no, I don't really think that's going to work. I don't really want to do that. If he wanted to do it, he would keep bringing it up and bringing it up and bringing it up. So one of the things that he wanted to do was, and I'm paranoid about things, overly cautious. And he goes, I think it would be so interesting if we went on the air and said, who could have us killed right now?
Oh my God.
And I
stop
said,
it.
I don't want to do that.
Are you kidding me?
He goes, why not? Because there are so many crazy people out there. All they got to do is hear how it would be done or whatever. And they'd be like, okay, well, I can do that. You never know what's going to trigger things in people's crazy minds. No, come on. And then he'd get pissed because we both had to agree on something before we would do it on the show. Which made it difficult a lot of times.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's part of being in a 50-50 partnership. And so that's not good. And everybody else on the show saw where I was coming from.
Yeah.
And at the time we were broadcasting from a studio that was, what would you say, maybe 25 yards from a main highway.
Yeah.
With a window just a big picture window that you could see right into from the road.
Yeah, with like the show logo on the outside of the,
Anybody could pull over on the side of the road, get out of their vehicle and have a clean shot right through that window.
Yeah.
And I said, so my son, I remember like it was yesterday, my son was a toddler and he was getting tubes put in his ears. Hmm. And they were doing it that morning, in the morning, and I had to miss the show. Well, as we were going to the hospital that morning, I turned on the show and I hear, it's the Ace and TJ show. TJ's out today. His son is having a medical little procedure done. So who could have us killed right now?
Stop it.
You have got to be kidding me.
Kidding me.
I said, Jody, what? She goes, what's wrong? I said, I could not have said any more how much I did not want that going on the show because it's dangerous. And other than she goes, well, it is kind of stupid. She goes, because y'all sit right there in that window. Y'all sit right there in that window and people could shoot right through there. She goes, especially this time of year when there's no leaves on those trees.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
God.
Okay, so you got, you know, Louisiana redneck here is already putting a deer stand out there. What would I do? Where would I put my deer stand? It's like, what is he doing?
Holy cow.
Because he couldn't take no sometimes, you know?
And then he would say, well, you weren't here.
Yeah, what do you care?
Meaning, if anybody was going to get the idea to do it because of what you were worried about, they would have done it right that minute.
Yeah.
And you weren't here to get shot.
Right. Not the next day or anything.
Like, I'm going to be right back.
Yeah.
And who sat closer to the window with their backs to the road?
Yeah.
I did.
I was just going to say, you were on the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who could have us killed right now? And then me calls were just kind of, what I would do is I was like, oh my God.
It's the studio I'm thinking about, right?
Yeah.
You were right at the window. Oh, actually, me and you were right at the window. Putting us in danger.
Right. And to, you know, the most observant one in the whole building has his back to the road, which would be me.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be able to see it.
No, never see it coming.
Oh, no.
I think about that all the time. And it makes me laugh.
And didn't y'all tell him? I thought TJ didn't want to do that. He goes, well, he ain't here. He's not here.
Of course.
He'll be fine with it. He's not here.
Yeah.
He won't be scared.
It's a horrible idea.
So dangerous.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he loved that.
Bless him.
Yeah.
Well, because even when he was alive, he would have wanted it that way.
Yeah.
Ace would have wanted it his way.
Yep.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.